Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is going on, everybody? This is the real David Webb with Video Game Bang, Sacramento's number one geek and gaming podcast. We are powered by Energy Esports and Believe in Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. We have a fantastic show prepped for you guys tonight. We are going back into the New Mutants RPG. For the first time, we have a continuous cast. This is the first time all three people who have gone on an adventure are back on the same show. So we'll see what happens there. But first, before we get to that, let's introduce who the cast is. On the ones and twos, we have Sir Aaron Carter.
Yeah. How's everybody doing today? Oh, wow. Stop it.
Ones and twos also include the soundboard.
Oh, my gosh. I mean...
Which he is liberal with.
I try to stay under the radar. But, follows me.
There's a reason I don't give him that much power when I host.
Me. Yeah.
It's going to come back to bite you.
It is. I see that now.
Actually, that is incorrect. Won't come back to bite you.
That's what I told you.
It'll be incorrect. Go ahead.
Live and learn. You heard his voice. Corey Vincent.
Hey! What's up?
Whoa!
I know. It's so predictable.
Whoa! Stop that.
Where's your pizzas?
I saved that for the premiere show.
What?
Cool. Yeah. I can't just bust out the catchphrase every time. It starts getting overdone, and it just doesn't work every time.
Nobody likes overdone pizzas.
Yeah. You gotta be on every time. If somebody were in the middle of the street, and they were like, hey,
Video Game Bang, what's up, pizzas?
Yeah.
I love Always it. On.
I've had it happen twice to me. San Francisco, someone's like, hey, Video Game Bang.
What's up, pizzas?
Like, thirst is real, bro. And he was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Did it shake him?
He's like, oh my God.
Oh God.
The thirst just hit me.
To his core.
Yeah.
Shook him to his door. International star, all the way from Chile.
Oh, wow.
Steven.
I'm not from Chile, you racist.
No, that's where the stardom is.
Oh.
Are we hearing the show again?
Yeah, we are.
Ow, I hit myself in the head.
Awesome.
That's not me.
That deserves you.
That wasn't me, though.
This is a very professional show, everybody.
I hit myself.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
But it wasn't me with the sound.
All right.
And you would have seen me hit myself if you watched it on Twitch.
Yeah, if you're live on Twitch. What's wrong with you,
people? And last but not least, the chat room. Say hello, chat.
No. Crickets? You got a crickets on that one?
No, I don't want to.
No?
Okay. Hi, chat.
That's what they get.
Jeopardy.
They get a countdown.
Double, yeah.
Yeah. That's what they get.
It's a little weird. Your power is too strong over here with this.
We need to take that soundboard away from him.
We do need to take the soundboard away from him. The only reason why I have him running the ones and twos is because Aaron is our GM for tonight, and he has sound effects.
Dare I say the one above all?
You do dare. For those of you who are just now tuning into this RPG, my character's name is Jeff. That's G-E-O-F-F. I am what I have dubbed a plant bender. I control plants, which is 95% of the time useless, except for that one time we fought in a rainforest.
Yeah, still that worked out.
Yeah, that was still
so that was fortunate.
Useless. That was fortunate.
Did he just make vines come up?
Yeah,
and then throw sticks.
I made a mech out of trees.
I grew you a tree to hide in, Steven, because you play Kevin, who's a healer.
I guess we're sticking with that name. Yeah, that's fine.
Kevin, a.k.a. Steven.
I want to think of, like, a healing name.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't... Like, what do you do? I touch people. It's weird.
You might want to change that up, first of all.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like I got to be cautious. Like, hey...
Maybe your name should rotate all the time. That way it can't land on the list.
Just asking permission.
Yeah, you'll be the next Twitter story.
They'll be like, I'm bleeding out.
International superhero.
Is it okay if I touch you? I need to heal you.
I need to heal you, but it needs to get physical.
That's horrible.
I'll phrase that differently.
Finger to the elbow.
And Corey playing... Who is your character? I've been calling you Alex Mack.
He's been Corey.
Yeah, my name's Corey.
Yeah, it's just Corey?
I do have a superhero name.
Yeah.
It is Freddie Mercury, I think.
That's what it is. Wow. Freddie Mercury.
There's my sound effect.
That's the sound effect. and he is non-poisonous mercury.
Let it swim into
I could turn my body into shapes and weaponry and things like that.
316 is called Kevin Spacey, so I guess that's that's there.
That's messed up.
Yikes. Because my
Your name is Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Poor choice, man.
Well, hey, to be fair, when I made up the name Kevin for you, that was before all of this went down.
Yeah, Spacey Gate. Yeah.
Spacey Gate.
Spacey CK.
Ooh. Oh, man. So now you just get harassing and jerking in front of people. Dang. That's just horrible.
My hands, you need to touch others, not yourself, Kevin.
Said, I'll heal you.
Not yourself.
I'll heal you.
What if I get hurt? What if that's how I heal you?
That's disgusting.
I'll die. Actually,
like, don't worry, I'll save you.
I have chlorophyll. Chlorophyll heals me. It's not as fast, but I'll take it. No. It's preferable. Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron is our DM.
The one
our
above
GM.
All. Yes.
And
just waiting
on
the confirmation from
Comics Explained. From Comics Explained. If you guys know Comics Explained, for by some happenstance, tweet him this episode and any of the other ones. See what he thinks. And see
I really
Aaron
let him
can
know
get
what he
confirmed.
Thinks about. Yeah.
See if Aaron can get confirmed as the one above all.
He's gonna
be a little frightening.
He's gonna come on the show. What I want to do here is
explain how Aaron is not the one above all.
Hey, thanks for the follow, Zalka Wasabi.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't know if that's the name because I can't see it yet. But if it is,
it is.
Kudos.
Confirmed. Just saw it.
Is that something specific?
Yeah, there you go.
What? I don't get it.
I didn't see it. I thought it sounded more difficult than it actually looked.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it was a long, pretty long name.
All right. Without further ado, one above all.
Sitting with that note.
And on that note, let's get into it.
See you later.
Peace.
What do you have planned for us today?
One thing I like to do, I have I'm going to try to do some very bad voice acting, channel my my inner Matt Mercer in this one.
Your Nick Fury wasn't horrible.
Well, I mean, just doing an angry black guy.
Yeah.
So that's not really, it's not a stretch.
And I kind of fed that by... Saint Nick.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So he actually helped channel that one.
is Fury in this one again?
No, Fury's not in this one. It reminded me of an interview real quick of Denzel Washington when they asked him, was Training Day a hard? He was like, no, Training Day wasn't a stretch. What are you talking about? That was just like waking up. Like, that was easy.
I lived
Training
Day.
He said Shakespeare, stuff like that. That's the difficult stuff. Well, Training Day wasn't. What's wrong with you?
So last we saw these three characters.
I think all three of you guys had just done the whole South American adventure.
The diamond job.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys went through that. Then, Corey, you were gone, right?
Yeah, he was gone.
And you guys had an answer to S.H.I.E.L.D.
We had an answer to, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
To sneak into an art deco party.
They tried to get into an art gallery. Didn't go that well for them.
Did we or did we not get in? We got in.
After Nick Fury gave them tickets.
To be fair, that's how we should have played
it from
the very beginning.
He should have did that from the beginning, yeah.
It's true.
But
sure.
I'm just saying, you know, whatever. But this place takes, this adventure takes place.
This place takes
right
place.
Right in New York City. You guys are all in the Xavier Mansion. Just having a normal time. That's all you're doing. Whatever you do, play basketball or do homework that your teachers, maybe Wolverine, gave you.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like to dribble up and down the court.
I'm gardening.
I like to rap.
We know who the nerd is at the school.
During your daily go-abouts that you do from day to day, the night falls upon you guys, and you guys retire to your rooms and get into your bed, snuggle up nice and warm and comfy. And you hear a rumble outside. Just a low rumble. Nothing really jarring. Nothing really to wake the neighbors or anything like that. Just a low rumble. And then all of a sudden, our three heroes, Kevin, Jeff, and Corey, are teleported into a... strange room. You guys are still in your pajamas, by the way.
In this. Joke's on you because I sleep naked.
Well, then Corey is naked in the middle.
So he's just Mercury.
I'm just Mercury.
That is true. He is just Mercury. So you guys are standing in a room that looks kind of like a observation deck. You can see outside the windows. You are now high in space with the Earth orbiting below you.
Well, I'm useless.
I just missed the part. How did we end up at a school and now we're in space?
Teleportation.
Okay, that sums it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Around you, of course, you can see like a lot of different machinery and stuff like that, just kind of lights and everything going on. And then right in front of you, behind the control panel, you see a small little old man. And next to him is kind of a younger man. The old man's balding, has hair, gray hair on the sides, and like some bifocals on. And the younger man is about, I don't know, 6'1". He has kind of dark hair standing next to him.
Are we in front of the Fantastic Four? Well... Johnny Storm and do I recognize him? Can I roll to recognize? Is that them?
The old man kind of just looks at his watch and then he says, "It's about time, guys. It's about time."
Oh, he's super old. Never mind.
Can't believe that it actually even worked. The younger man replies, "Like I didn't even think that was gonna work. Like it's the first time using this thing. Surprised their bodies isn't just splattered all across the place."
I instantly just start patting myself. And making sure everything is there.
I just make sure my penis is intact.
That's all I really care about. We have a request there from the chat room to describe our pajamas. I'm definitely wearing like black joggers.
Okay.
And like a t-shirt.
Okay.
Corey is nude.
Yeah, he's fully nude. Yeah, but
he's fully nude.
Except I do like because I could control the shape of my body, so my dong is definitely still out.
Not very impressive. It's cold.
Can I roll?
Mercury is very cold.
It's cold in space.
Can I roll to add a few inches?
You fail. You actually lose inches.
The little old guy kind of walks from around the console and says, "All right, guys, it's time to let's go. We don't have all day. We gotta get going. Just so you're not confused about anything, I'm Phineas, and this is my associate.
Ferb?
Ferb? Is it Ferb?
No.
Is it
Ferb? Tiberius.
Is this a crossover? Oh.
His name is Tiberius.
Can we call him Ferb?
Tiberius just speaks up. You guys can just call me Ty. None of that Tiberius stuff. That's really, really formal. I don't do all that anymore. Phineas kind of grimaces and is like, whatever. Let's go, people. Hurry up. Let's go.
Let's go where? Why? What have you done?
What do you mean, what have I done?
Why are we here?
I brought you here because, I'm not calling him that. My boss basically needs you for a competition.
A competition? Who is your boss?
My boss?
Yeah.
His name is Trico.
Okay, that does nothing. What does he do? Can I Google this?
I don't know. You literally have the things that are on you.
I have no reception.
From the
I have no reception in space.
I can literally see my... So satellite.
What's the Wi-Fi password?
The Wi-Fi password is Slaughterous, actually. Kind of the boss's name, Trico Slaughterous. It's, I don't know. Just can we hurry up and move it along here?
Why are we here? What's the competition?
Just come on and follow me.
All right.
All right. So he leads you guys down a hallway into a big kind of room that's kind of darkened. Everything is kind of quiet. You don't really hear too much anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he opens the door and hits the lights. In front of you, you see a room full of weapons. Like, from all different time periods. You see alien-looking weapons. Like, everything. Like, regular pistols, swords, you name it, right?
Okay.
And he kind of looks back at you guys. All right, guys. Each of you pick one. That's all the boss will allow right now.
Interesting. All right.
And if you have any questions about anything, you know, ask me and I'll show you some stuff. I mean, but you only get one weapon.
One weapon.
You look around the room. You see kind of a giant kind of a mace thing that looks kind of Asgardian. You see like these twin swords that are kind of glowing and they're hanging from... the wall. You see kind of a small hilted thing that looks like maybe the end of a lightsaber or something like that. Over in the distance, you recognize an ebony blade that seems to be hanging from the wall. And what else is in there? There's like a little alien pistol. You've kind of got a... like a police baton looking thing over in the corner.
I want to ask him what this hilted thing is.
The hilted thing. Oh yeah, that's a photon sword. It kind of emits an electric energy in the shape of a sword.
Dibs.
Is it like a light?
Dibs. No more questions.
Does it, okay.
Does it emit light?
It does emit light, yes.
What kind of sword is it?
I don't know. It's a photon sword.
Would you classify it as a saber?
Would be like a saber?
If you want to call it that.
Or like
that,
a foil?
Yes.
I'm more interested in this saber. Ebony blade.
What Too late. I've already pocketed it.
The ebony blade? Ebony blade seems to be made. Oh, I see you had your eye on that one. The ebony blade. That's a good one. Ebony blade is a very rare item. It's actually back from Earth, too. Kind of deflects magic. Kind of bonds itself with its owner. Like you touch it and it... You kind of become a part of it. It's all magical, mystical type of stuff. I usually deal with the scientific stuff, but that ebony blade, I'm still kind of trying to run experiments on. One piece. We actually even have some Wakandian tech over here in boxes. That's what I was looking for. The guy walks over to the box and he kind of opens up the crate and holds up these little balls that looks like little metal spheres. And he's like, these are shock nets. You throw them at anybody, and an electric net comes around them.
Does that count as a weapon? That's just one, that's it? You just get one?
No, we'll give you like a couple of them, maybe three.
But that's three of them is your weapon?
That is your one weapon, though, yes. He's only going to allow you guys to have one. Trico was really fussy that way.
What's the twin blades? What are they made of?
The twin blades?
Yeah.
Have no idea what they're made out of, but I can kind of tell you what they do.
What's the glowy stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, they have some type of, I don't know, cosmic aura about them. They seem to, from the tests that my assistant did, they manipulate some type of electromagnetic spectrum. And they can even grant the user a flight ability.
Wait, which one is this? I want to trade.
All right, so...
Oh, man, I'm having a hard time. Do you have any wooden weapons?
Wooden weapons?
Yeah.
That's a smart play.
Do
you have any seeds?
Do you have any seeds? Some fruit?
Some grapes?
Well, I don't know if there's anything specifically made out of wood, but the hilt of the Thunderstrike is made out of wood.
The Thunderstrike?
What's a Thunderstrike?
It's besides like an AC/DC album.
Yeah, the Thunderstrike, that weapon...
Thunderstruck!
It's too kind of difficult to
unpredictable?
Deal with. Well, it's not really unpredictable. You guys ever hear of Thor?
Nope.
Sorta.
Yeah, think about the same rules as that. Not too many people have picked it up.
Kinda
have to be worthy.
I wanna go try and pick it up.
Alright. You have to roll a natural 20 for that one.
Seriously?
Yes.
But okay, hang on. Do I get an advantage because the hilt is made out of wood?
No.
Damn. Ready? Natural 20.
Let's go. 20.
8.
Damn.
All right. Can I try?
Yeah, everybody can try. Okay. Like, there's no problem. I just want to try.
Even if I get it, I don't want it. I just want to roll.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Jesus.
Steven walks up and his aura just
overwhelms
everybody.
7.
12.
All right, my turn.
All right.
Papa needs a new sword.
19.
Dang. I got it, right?
No, so you 20.
Did it pull wiggle? And it wiggles a little bit.
It's like the scene in the Avengers where Captain America kind of wiggles.
And Thor clenches his butt cheeks.
And it falls back. See, I told you guys. You have to kind of be worthy to pick that thing.
What else do you have that has
so
wood?
Close.
Let's see. Wood.
I think I might go with the ebony blade. I think you should get the ones that grant you flight.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but what else?
Anything else? If you have no wooden, do you have any wooden weapons?
I got a electric shock pistol. I got something called the Convincer. What's that one? Is like an electric baton type of thing. Electric hits and stuff like that. Nothing really fancy.
So what's the flight one again? Lay that one on.
Oh,
again.
You mean the swords, the twin swords.
Yeah.
Twin
magical blades of magical.
It's still being tested on for different things, but I mean, so far all we've seen is it grants you flight and you can manipulate an entire electromagnetic spectrum.
That's not bad. I'll take that.
All right.
I'll take the ebony sword.
You got the ebony sword. That's good. What about you, metal person?
I already picked.
Oh.
He has a lightsaber.
I have the laser. The laser sword.
You have the laser.
Hey, thank you so much for the bits.
Ivory. Give us some bits.
Ivory with the bits.
Ivory.
Well, let me give you guys some type of...
that ebony blade.
I got just a little bit of what we've done from testing on it. So, I mean, I'll give you guys kind of a rundown of everything that you... He pulls a little device out of his pocket and begins to kind of like just press buttons all on the device. And he sends you guys each a message on your own personal devices that seem to have been located on your peeings whenever you guys were teleported there.
Where did Corey keep his?
Inside of his body.
His coin purse.
Yeah.
I'm basically just, walking
it
luggage.
It just comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah, it's basically.
I'll buy that.
Yeah. Hey! Ceramic Dragon!
Thank you.
Yeah, 5 months in a row.
Pants and your panties.
Like I said, though, we're really trying to still test all these weapons, so they may not work the way that you think they work, but this is everything that we've got on them so far. Hopefully, guys, it brings you as much luck as it brought the previous wielders of these things. If it doesn't, there's no skin off of my back, all right?
Welcome to the previous wielders.
Oh, the boss beat them all.
What? All right.
Holy shit.
My communication device has not received anything.
It's slow Wi-Fi up here, you know, with the gravitational pull and all that stuff.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't tell me. I'm one of the smartest people around. Just give me a minute. And presto. Boom.
Okay.
That is all the information we got on there from plenty of tests from other people trying and failing. Hopefully you guys get a little bit better than the last, group of people.
Why'd you do air quotes?
I don't know.
Okay. Are we finding each other?
Nope. Follow me. Let's go.
Do we get to keep these if we win?
We're about to find out.
Dang, I'm going to keep
these. He leads
these.
You guys down a hallway, kind of down a darker corridor where things kind of just seem to quiet down to a standstill. Like you can kind of hear nothing outside there. He looks back at you and he's like, well, this is the end of the road for me, guys. I'm just the side guy. All I do is bring the people in. Show them to the arena, and that's it. So, good luck, and have fun out there. He slams down a lever, and it opens up a giant metal door with the light kind of blinding you guys as you see... a lot of sand and... like stone walls surrounding this whole giant, arena. You guys walk out and kind of a little further in front of everything, and you can see off in the distance, sitting on kind of like a throne type of thing.
Yeah.
A giant, 9-foot tall beast of a man. He's got like spiky red hair, and he's standing there kind of over. All of the arena, and the crowd is just going kind of crazy around as they see you three kind of walk in with your different items that you guys have on you. He's got a giant gold belt on that looks kind of like a championship belt with like hot red pants on. This dude is muscular as can be. Like, you have never seen anybody with a physique like this dude. It's freaking ridiculous, right? The crowd is just going crazy and nuts as they're, reaching you around. And you guys kind of step forward right in front of you as he kind of brings what looks like some type of microphone device close to his face. And he's like, "Oh, yeah. They have finally arrived, everybody. Give them a round of applause. Welcome, Earthlings. Greatest warriors that I hear from the planet, from your fellow Earthlings. I've heard many, many stories about you guys and your battles from around the planet."
I want to look around, see if he's talking to anybody else behind us.
No, I'm literally talking about you guys right now. I am Trico, the universe's champion. I've been going around the universe fighting people before you were born, before your mother was born, before your fathers were born. And I've beat them all. Now I've invited you guys today because I'm bored. I see you've picked your weapons. That's nice.
While he's talking, can I kind of kneel down and touch the ground? I want to see if I could feel any plant life.
You kneel down and you feel no plant life within the actual arena.
Okay.
It seems like there's just solid dirt all around. You look above you and it's kind of a... You see that there's like space and the earth is kind of above you. And it looks like the top is open, but you can breathe normal and fine and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like just... You're okay with how everything is, you know, coming around.
Okay.
This is the greatest day of your lives. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it could be the last day of your lives. I think a real man's test is to determine if he could survive harsh, harsh environments.
Wait a minute. Trico, is this to the death?
It is to the death. You three will be pitted up against losers from my past exploits. I've heard great things from your friend.
Shit.
Wouldn't they be dead?
No, they're alive. I just beat people. But now that I'm bored, I gotta see how death feels. But this isn't without any rewards. If you win this greatest contest, you have a couple of prizes coming at you. One, your life. The greatest prize of all.
That's cool.
It's okay.
And two, you get to keep spoils of victory. Those weapons that you previously picked out.
Oh, shit.
Now, I have great, great confidence in you guys because, simply, I've heard nothing but good things about all of you.
I guess that's really sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't talk to Nick Fury.
You're coming from a great recommendation.
From who? Who recommended us?
Yeah, please.
Earthling Jonathan Garrett.
Damn it, Jonathan Garrett! It's because we didn't Google him, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly why. We binged him.
You know, it's funny. He told me to Google him, too, whatever the hell that is.
Okay, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to go murder Jonathan Garrett.
Done. Deal?
Yep.
Deal? Murder? Yep. Murder?
Yep.
Murder?
I technically can't.
All right, you'll sit that one out, Kevin.
You can heal
no,
him.
No, my sword.
Then we can murder him again.
If I spread too much bloodshed, it can corrupt it. I can't.
Oh, my God.
I can't do a lot of, like...
You're the most useful.
No. Like, it can't be, like, murderous intent. I have to, like...
Oh, my God. So you're a healer with a weapon who you can't kill people with?
Ah, yes. I can't be killed. Ebony Blade. That's a good sword.
I can't be killed.
Oh, so it protects you?
Yeah, it protects me. And we have a mental link. I can talk to my blade.
What's it saying to you?
That I'm in deep shit. I'm going to name him Saba. I think he has a name, actually. It's like Brett.
Brett the
so
sword.
There are rules to this competition. Normally, I don't fight with weapons, but of course, as you guys have, you can definitely fight with weapons. But you're not fighting me. No, no. You're not in my league. Not by a long shot. So you'll be fighting on one-on-one combat. You can pick between the three who will go first, and I've got some opponents for you that are out of this world.
Nose goes.
Let's fucking go. I'm ready.
All right, metal person, you're up first.
Mercury,
whatever. That doesn't happen. Doesn't matter. All right, let's bring out his first opponent. The gate that kind of stands in front, in front of you guys, under it.
What's your weapon?
You can see kind of just is really shut tight as two guards come from behind you and escort Jeff and Kevin kind of back to a little watching area on the side of the arena. The arena kind of settles down just a little bit with the crowd as Trico takes the microphone to his face and begins to introduce the first opponent. Hailing all the way from Canada, standing 10 foot tall, weighing 2,000 pounds... I give you, my audience,
it's Sabretooth.
The Sasquatch.
Oh.
Well, this is going to be easier than I thought.
Giant Sasquatch barrels out of the cage.
Is it a monster? Is it a monster?
And lets out a gigantic roar. No weapons in his hands. And he stares you straight down.
Shave him.
Corey.
Shave him.
Let's go defense. Let's go defense.
All right, big man, you want to try this?
Trico pulls the mic back to his face and says, this guy has superhuman strength.
Shit.
Not on my level, but he's got superhuman strength, so watch out for that. Are you ready, contestants?
Yeah.
Let's battle!
Road battle!
Sasquatch runs directly at your direction, charging right at you, claws fierce, straight into your face.
Okay, I'd like to ready my laser sword and kick a shitload of dust in his face.
All right. Let me see. That's an easy one. Nice one. Unsheath basically your lightsaber-esque sword, and you kind of step back out of the way of the giant Sasquatch, kicking dust right into his face, blinding him right into the eyes. He scrambles around on the ground, kind of trying to rub his eyes and get everything out of there. As he wildly swipes at you, missing. Left and right, his visibility is now down. Your next move.
Of course, my laser photon sword is a neural disruptor, so all I have to do is crack him in the dome with it to send a nervous, massive jolt of electricity up and down his system. So in his confusion, I'm going to take one horizontal swipe towards his back.
All right. And you hit, sending the crowd in an erupt, and sending an electric charge surging through the Sasquatch's body as he yells in pain from the electricity that surges through his whole being. He stands up. You do a good 4 damage.
All right.
All right.
I don't know what that's out of. But
chip away.
He damage. Stands up. And he decides to charge at you one more time. And he hits you right in the midsection, kind of grabbing your body and wrapping it as he still charges towards one of the edges of the arena and splats you against the wall, doing 14 damage.
God damn.
Good. Gravy.
That's a lot. Let's go defense. Let's go defense.
Your turn.
I'm going to use my patented move, Bukkake. Now, what's cool about the photon sword is that I can reverse the neural energy so that it encases its hilt and my fist by extension in a high energy field. Using the sword in this fashion enables me to punch with some specific degree of enhanced strength. So, because my body is one giant conduit, I'm going to encase my entire body with the photon sword, and I'm going to Bukkake his face.
All right. You encase his face, wrapping it right around, and with the free photon hand from the malleable form that you have, you kind of jab it into yourself, electrifying and actually amplifying the electricity conducted, frying the crap out of Sasquatch, dropping him to his knees for 9 damage.
Damn. For all these high rolls, I'm not doing good on the damage side.
He tries to scrape and claw off your face, or off his face, to get you off of him, as he still kind of is convulsing from all the electricity that's kind of surging through his body. And he tries to kind of throw you to the ground. But he can't seem to get you off of his head. And as he begins to slowly lose kind of momentum and energy.
Hit him again!
Your turn.
Since I'm already in Bukkake mode, I'm going to try and I want to make him pass out. I don't know if I'm going for the kill shot yet. So I would like to tighten my grip around his aortic.
Okay.
I don't know.
Neck? Just say his neck.
Okay, his neck.
All right.
I'm going to try and choke him out.
All right. So you grip tighter and tighter around Sasquatch's neck. He begins to let out a strange yelp that is kind of not audible to anybody but you, Corey, because you are wrapped around his whole head.
Yeah.
As he begins to slowly...
And hold on, I'm whispering in his ear, no one can hear you, bitch.
He begins to slowly, like, kind of go down into prone position for a good 8 damage as he's down. He lifts up his hands a la Hulk Hogan style when he's out.
Oh, yeah.
And he starts to try to get back up to one knee. and seems to just slump right back down. It's the worst rolls ever for this guy. and his hand goes kind of limp and falls flat to the floor. Your turn.
Now I'm just going to go Stranger Things and just start punching his face repeatedly.
You reform your body right back up, and you begin to pummel the back of his head because he's face down for just 2 damage, it seems like.
He's got super strength.
He does have super strength. This seems to enrage the beast as you've waken him up from his slumber from the pummels to the back of the head. And he stands up and lets out a large roar and swipes at you with his claws. But misses because he seems to be still kind of woozy from losing oxygen. Your turn.
All right. While he's, missing, I'm going to take a few steps back. I'm going to run at him as fast as I can and try and give him a Kinshasa knee to the face.
Okay.
With my electronic energy from the sword.
You run right up to him with a photon sword right in hand, and you connect right with his chin, hitting him square in the mouth as the crowd goes wild, electrifying him one more time.
And I yell to the crowd, Kinshasa! As I'm running.
As you do another 2 damage.
Damn it! How much HP does this guy have? I'm pretty sure I wrecked him.
He kind of stumbles back from the electric and kind of falls down to one more knee as he stands up again and tries to swipe at you one more time. This time he hits you square in the chest for 2 damage. Kind of knocking you a little back, catching you ajar. Your turn.
All right. This is it. I tell him, you're done. Just surrender. Lay down.
He kind of incoherently roars right at you, not kind of understanding anything that you're saying right now.
Okay. I'm going to slice him right down the middle.
All right. You go for the slice, and he dodges, rolls out of the way.
Oh, shit.
Causing you to slice the ground that he once was standing on. He kind of gathers himself and runs right at you, trying to spear you. And misses. And slide, and you kind of malleable form yourself out of the way and thinning yourself as he dives right past you. Sliding into the ground.
You know what this means, Webb?
What?
He's getting all the shitty rolls for his opponent, but we're about to get, like, crits and
stuff. Yeah, we are.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Your turn, Corey.
All right. I'm going to split myself in 2. And then, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I just started that thought without even thinking of where it was going.
I'm going to multiply myself.
I'm going to, let's see. All right.
Jump inside his body.
I already tried Bukkake. That didn't work. It's time to pull out the big guns.
All right,
so...
I thought Bukkake was the big gun.
Yeah, I thought that... You lead with the big guns.
I'm going to split myself in 2. And I'm going to give him a concerto. So that means I'm going to just hit him from both sides of his head, like, and we're going to mash back together.
Alrighty. So you split yourself successfully into 2, and you create kind of like a giant mallet with each side of left and right side hands from the 2 new formed Corys, and you smash him directly on the sides of his head.
Double lariat.
For 7 damage, knocking him straight to his knees, falling flat unconscious to his face.
Put up the and I yell, are you not impressed?
Oh, yeah. We have ourselves a winner. Metal person? I don't know your name. I'm sorry. It's all new to this type of thing. But what a fight, everybody. 2 guards come out and kind of drag Sasquatch right back into the little hole that he kind of came from as the crowd gets a little more dim and quiet. And the excuse me, as the action kind of dies down. And then Trico kind of grabs the microphone and pulls it up to his face.
Hold on. Do I have a microphone?
No, you don't have
Can
a microphone.
Can I ask Trico what is his name? I forgot.
Trico?
It doesn't matter what his name is.
Terrible. That's,
sorry, I just wanted to do that.
It's Rock's fault. You die.
So our next match will begin in a few moments. You should probably go and rest up and discuss who's going next.
All right, guys, I'll go. Is super easy. You guys got
go?
This.
I'll go. I'll go next.
All right. Damn.
I have a strategy for going next.
Do you?
Yeah. All because right. If you go before me and something happens to you, you can't heal me.
Well, don't go. I'm not there to heal you anyway. So don't go and freaking.
That's true.
Try to, like, suicide.
Oh, no. I was going. No. All right. I'll go. I'll go next.
Don't be emo, Batman. Don't be emo.
Later, Javi. She has to go. She's
like, bye, Javi.
It's like, I don't know, 5 okay. o'clock in the morning or something over there. I don't know.
5 hours ahead.
Trico sees that you guys are kind of ready for your next bout after you discussed yourselves in the little box, the little observation box that the soldiers kind of have ushered you into.
Are we alone in this besides?
Yeah, you kind
of. Is there any other soldiers or anything?
No, there's soldiers standing in front of the door, but that's about it.
I want to moonwalk out.
Okay, you moonwalk out of the. Right past one of the soldiers.
He should have rolled because I don't know if he could do that.
into the middle of
in my previous life I was a dancer.
into the middle of the arena there, and as the crowd kind of lowers down, you hear Trico kind of say, "All right, let's keep it quiet. This next one is a very special." Special opponent, everybody. Are you ready, wood person?
For the Incredible Hulk!
Yes!
Are you ready, crowd? And the crowd just kind of roars up again, getting ready the next opponent.
I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of into this. Yeah!
It's half chub going.
Yeah.
Half chub.
Coming in at 6 foot even. 500 pounds.
That's heavy.
New York's very own. The ever-loving blue-eyed thing. Oh my God, this is hurting me.
You okay, Trico?
I'm all right. Ben Grimm smashes through the wall, enraged like you've never seen him before.
Hmm.
And he literally comes charging right at you.
Okay, I want to wait until he's close, like, too close to me to stop, and my swords grant me the power of flight, so I just want to, like, fly up above, like, do, like, a flip over his head.
Okay.
So he hits the wall.
All right. You kind of back up against the wall, waiting for his approach as he smashes right towards you, barreling. And he hits you right into the wall, smashing you for 10 whole damage.
Ooh,
mind wait. You guys start off with 30 on this one.
Okay.
Wait, so are they positioned near where me and
No, me well, and yeah, are? They're literally right next to you. Like, as if it was a hockey arena.
Okay.
He just smashed him up against the glass.
So can I pull, like, a WWE move and I jump onto the apron and start distracting him?
There's a full barrier around you that's transparent.
So
let's think hockey. Like I said, think hockey.
So hockey.
Yeah.
So class.
But he can hear me, right?
He can hear you.
I'm going to turn myself into the shape of, I happen to know a lot about the thing.
Okay.
So, because I was a fan. I'm going to turn myself into what he would look like if he was not the thing. The old Ben Grimm.
Oh, okay. Well, let's
okay.
Let's go ahead and roll for that one. You turn yourself into kind of a weird-shapen looking human being that really doesn't resemble anybody in specific. And you kind of just stare into the blue eyes of the thing as he smashed your friend square into the checkbox, basically.
I want to, like, roll out of the way. Like, roll away.
Yeah, I'll just allow those for a movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, you roll out of the way in your attack.
My attack? As I'm rolling away, I want to take my swords and I want to, like, go for his legs with my swords.
All right. You strike his legs.
Take out the guards.
You strike his legs, kind of scraping your swords off his knees, but not really affecting it too much.
Okay.
Ben kind of smashes his hands together, trying to create a shock wave to blow you away, but doesn't generate enough power to even clap a wave at you.
Let's see. I don't want to do this. So my swords grant me strength, incredible strength and durability. So I want to just try and I'm gonna try and grapple him. I'm gonna try and like take him down.
Okay. You go toe to toe, getting into a grapple with the thing, but he seems to kind of overpower you as he starts to bend your arms kind of back, kneeling you down to the floor. As he winds his foot back up to kick you, you roll out of the way, narrowly missing his giant, massive orange foot.
Okay. All right, new strategy. So, super strength. I can fly. I want to, like, get a running start. I want to run. I want to grab him and take, like, fly up.
All right.
Straight up in the air, and then I just want to drop him.
All right. Wow. You perfectly grab him. Launching yourself and him massively high into the air with your swords in hands, dropping him straight down.
Before I drop him, I want to say gravity's a bitch.
No. Power drive him.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's already said dropped him, though. We can't go back on that one. So you drop him straight down to the floor, doing a massive amount of 12 damage. That's the crit, basically, on this one. So.
Okay. I'm going to land next to him. And, like, do, like, a cool, like, sword move. And then, like, sheath him. And then moonwalk back towards the box.
That's fine. That's just a basic movement. Like, don't.
He's still okay, isn't
he? He gets up.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
No.
You said crit move.
Yeah, you crit him for 12. For that's not a damage. Death. Yeah, you just did high damage.
You didn't beat him.
He gets up in the middle of your taunt. And he rushes you at full speed again. Jumping and kind of tucking his body into a ball and smashes right into you.
Oh, God.
Right into your back for 5 damage.
Can I make a face like, ooh?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Roll it and see if it's like a little ooh or a big ooh.
Yes, yeah. Is there a crit on ooh?
It's a small ooh. Oh. Yeah, it's a small ooh.
Okay.
Roll the 6.
Well, it was 5 damage.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
You fall to the floor kind of face forward. And the crowd seems to just lose it at that.
Okay. Well, I go, all right, let's go for another ride. Same move. Charge him, pick him up. I'm going to take him all the way up. And this time, I'm going to pile driver him. Just go straight down.
You fly straight at him, and he seems to have learned from his mistake. And kind of sidesteps you, and he sidesteps you and tries to swing but misses... As you fly straight past him.
Oh, he almost countered your ass.
Your turn.
All right. I'm going to do the same thing, but this time, in one of my hands, as I'm flying, so I have one hand out ready to grab him, okay? Okay. With my other hand, I want to have it on, like, sheathed on my sword, right?
Yes.
So as I'm going, if he misses, if he sideswipes again, I want to pull out my sword as I'm going by so I hit him.
Yeah. Well, while this is happening, you can roll for it, but can I start a communication with my blade to get to know it?
Yeah, I
want to make sure that we're on the same...
I want this to be a whole side quest. This is a spin-off. Kevin and the blade.
I need to communicate with my blade.
Okay, so you're one hand flying at him. One sword one hand, sheath.
Hold on. This is all cool, but I want to know what the sword said.
Yeah.
Well, right now, I'm just trying to talk to him. Trying to get him to talk back to me.
Let's have the camera cut back to Steven, Kevin, and the blade.
Okay, you guys do your thing.
And then we cut back to...
But what is the blade saying?
Yeah. We cut back to Steve, to Kevin. So, my name's Kevin from New York. Cuts back to the battle.
All right. So, let's see your roll here. You fly straight at him, actually punching him right in the stomach as you fly up with him in the punch and dropping him straight to the floor for one damage, apparently.
Are you kidding me?
He slipped a little and he didn't get slipped as much a little. Fingers.
He kind of wakes up from your punch.
Sweating a little bit.
Yeah,
and he kind of cat lands right back on the floor while you're in midair.
Okay.
He jumps right up at you, trying to grab and swipe at you, but barely misses. As you still hover right above him in the sky.
Can I, like, bang on the window and say, hey, look for tree people in the crowd. Look for plant people in the crowd.
Okay. Here we go. New plan of attack. I want to... So, my flight is warp speed flight. So, I can fly at great speed. So, I just want to start flying in a circle around him, creating, like, a dust storm.
Okay.
A vortex.
Like, a vortex. And then, like... Just as, like, the speed so he can't track me, I want to just fly out with both swords out in front of me.
Right. You going to kill Ben Grimm?
Yeah, I'm going to kill Ben Grimm.
The Fantastic Three.
You fly perfectly in a supersonic speed, creating a dust vortex, lifting Ben Grimm off the ground from the speed of...
the wind
that speed. That you're creating and generating. He begins to grab his throat as he can barely breathe since you're sucking all the air from within the vortex. And he's just kind of grasping and can't move whatsoever. That all does... Oh, yeah, the max. Another crit. So I'm even rolling for the second one. He begins to kind of blacken out as his eyelids slowly, slowly fall.
He stabbed him.
And I thought you just put your blades out.
No, I put my blades out to stab him.
Oh, to stab him. Yeah. I thought you were saying just in case or something.
No.
And you stab him, yes.
Yeah. So I do the vortex, lift clearly, him up, suffocate him, and then fly out, stab him.
You stab him, falling both of you to the floor. The dust kind of settles around both of you two as it reveals that the two swords are buried deep within Ben Grimm's chest. He's bleeding profusely out of both wounds. As the crowd begins to cheer even more at the new sight of blood that is now pouring out of Ben.
Holy shit, he did it.
You stand there victorious as Trico goes back to the microphone.
So as he's doing that, I'm going to pull my blades out, like shake them off, sheath them, and I want to like tap him with my foot to see if he moves, and then I moonwalk back to the to the box.
Fight number two is down and the Earthlings are up. I can't believe this.
Can I run out there before?
No, you're kind of just in the box.
Just stuck.
What say you, crowd?
Dying.
Yes. Give it up, everybody.
Were you going to try and heal him?
Yeah, I don't want a hero on Earth to die.
The guards come back around and they kind of, actually about 10 of them come around and they lift up the unconscious now... fatally wounded Ben Grimm.
As I move out past him, I go, ahead, you guys need some help?
And they're like, no, we got this. We do this all the time. Like, there's so many people that come and go in this place. It's ridiculous. Literally, it's ridiculous. Sorry. And they kind of just drag the corpse off to the under the arena from the same place that Sasquatch once emerged from.
Did they go through the gate where we're being...
No, it's on the opposite end. Kind of under Trico.
I get back in and I high-five you guys.
I don't high-five him.
I keep my hands down.
I don't high-five him.
I high-five myself.
That was a little brutal, man. That was like a Fantastic Four hero, dude.
Matter of fact, can I punch David?
You can roll for it, yeah.
I fly out of his reach.
He actually punches you square in the jaw. So.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. I deserve that one.
For a good 10.
Yeah. And now I'm dead.
Wait, how much did you do, actually?
I only took...
He had 15 damage.
15 damage.
Yeah, so you got 5 left.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I heal him.
You're circling the drain.
I heal him.
You're circling the drain.
I'm going to touch Steven's arm.
Okay, what are we doing here?
And I'm going to encase both of his arms with a thin layer, a medium thickness layer of mercury.
All right, we'll roll for that one, because you're now using an ability, so...
All right.
You... touch Steven's arms, and a little bit of mercury kind of rubs off you, but then for some reason just falls off.
God
like
damn.
He doesn't have the grasp, but like it just can't grasp around him.
Can I just shake it off like I don't want his penis on my arms?
You'd like to.
He wipes it off of my shirt. Yeah. Okay, hang on. Now let's cut to you and the sword.
Yeah. So before I go out there.
Well, there's an intermission, everybody. The last match is a very important one because this will determine it all for you guys.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're up two, though. You're good. So, what was your name again? Kevin Spacey? No.
Kevin Inspace? That doesn't... Nope. Yep. Stop.
Let's not do that one.
Kevin Inspace. There we go.
And crowd, I have got a special guest for you guys for this next match.
Son
I can't
of a
wait
bitch.
To bring him out. And the crowd just goes crazy.
Let's go, Kevin.
All right. So I want to have a dialogue with my sword.
Can I get a bag of chips over here?
So I'm talking to the sword, and I'm trying to basically ensure the sword that I don't want to harm or kill the person that I'm going to fight.
Okay.
I don't want, but I need to protect myself, and that might mean dismembering or hurting my opponent to ensure my survival.
Does the sword talk back?
Yeah, mentally.
What does the sword say? Not from you. It has to come from...
I also introduced myself, obviously, before I said all this.
Yeah.
To the sword.
The sword kind of fills you out and reads your aura and your presence and tells that you do not have ill intent. Kind of slowly creates a link and a bond between, you and the itself.
What does the sword sound like when it
yeah,
talks?
Yeah, what's it?
It sounds like...
Like Saba. Boom. From Power Rangers. That's what I imagine.
What?
I want to hear the DM
like.
Say.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Saba sounds like.
You don't remember? Oh, damn.
He's like British.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cheerio! What's... You don't...
It's definitely not it.
Pip, pip, cheerio!
So let's go and have a jolly
like
good time out there.
I like to
there.
Think he's more urban, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's more hip and cool with the youngsters.
Straight out of Wakanda.
Let's go urban English. Fam.
Fam. Man's not hot.
Man say, you're good. You're good, fam.
Is this thing called the translator?
You sound...
You're good, fam. You don't have ill intent, fam. You're good.
Are you channeling the dude that got caught in the bathroom and you Snapchatted the whole thing? Because that's what you sound like right now.
I've never seen that one. So.
I've never seen that either.
So, after the show.
I don't watch people in bathrooms.
Yeah,
Web.
I don't
after
know what
the
you're
show,
doing.
We're watching it. It's fucking hilarious.
All right.
Throw a couple of these creepers here.
The Trico comes back out to the stage, and he kind of grabs the mic back to his face. He goes, "Oh yeah, are you ready?" I said, "Are you ready?" And the crowd just goes crazy.
I'm nervous. I'm sweating.
The guards kind of usher you out into the middle of the field. The field of battle, that is.
Well, greetings from Bukakistan, apparently from Nowitz. Nonwitz?
For our final battle, everybody. This opponent is the last opponent for you guys. Are you ready? Your final opponent hails from Chandelar. Standing at 6'6", weighing 595 pounds. He is the Praetor for the Shi'ar Imperial Guard. I give you Kalark, the Guardian, everybody.
I knew it.
Actually, the Gladiator. His name is the Gladiator.
Oh, I knew it.
Crowd just goes crazy. Crowd goes insane. The Gladiator bursts through the floor of the arena, leaving a giant hole right in the middle of it. And he kind of just hovers right in the middle of space and gives you kind of the most menacing look you've ever seen in your life. He kind of stares you down, and his eyes just begin to glow right at you.
Well, I'd like to say
Bob
the...
Time out!
Bob and Weave!
Time out! The first caption I read about this guy. He's capable of shattering a planet, ripping apart a black hole... holding off the destroyer armor. Superhuman speed, stamina, durability, capable of withstanding the heat emitted from the Phoenix Force. A blast comparable to full power of Odin.
Can I say the Lord's Prayer for Steven's character?
Can I call dibs on the blade?
Roll for it. You do, but you forget most of the words. The Lord's
This is God Save the Kevin.
And you kind of just mumble out the rest, kind of like on Evil Dead when Ash didn't know the incantations. And he just, mother, father, and son of the devil. The gladiator kind of laser, or kind of glows his eyes like he's preparing to shoot laser beams out of them, and actually fires one off at you.
Wait, I'm right out there already?
Way faster than you. He shoots a straight line and just kind of shoots right in front of your feet, missing you narrowly.
Okay, I stand like I'm ready to draw my sword, and I prepare for him to rush me.
are you just bracing yourself?
He's pretending. Yeah. He's pretending to fumble with his sword.
Yeah.
So he thinks I'm a rookie. And, yeah.
Oh. Play dead.
I'm holding it.
Play dead.
I'm holding it.
He kind of looks at you weird, like unsure of what you're doing as he floats in midair. And he takes in a deep breath to prepare to blow his super breath at you.
Dodge it.
And
I roll.
It doesn't work. I roll.
He swirls up a gust of wind, knocking you back a few several feet right in front of the former box that you just sat in, slamming you up against the floor or against the wall for 9 damage.
I mutter the words, fuck. And then I touch myself.
All right.
To heal.
You heal yourself perfectly for 8 damage.
While this is happening, I want to turn to Freddy.
Who the hell is Freddy?
Mercury.
That's Freddy horrible. Mercury.
You think we can take out the guards?
I think we're going to have to try because I don't think our buddy's going to do too well.
No.
The gladiator kind of slowly lowers himself down to the ground.
Hold on. I want to do something.
Okay.
I know that the gladiator has had some history with the Silver Surfer. So I would like to take the form of the Silver Surfer and try and distract him.
Okay.
Through the glass. Right.
Perfect. You kind of morph and contort yourself, and you look like kind of Venus de Milo. You look nothing like the Silver Surfer. To which he kind of just puzzles as he kind of looks over to you making that nasty, slimy sound in the box over there. He kind of cocks back his hand, and he jettisons straight forward at you, Steven. And he misses, smashing into the wall right behind you.
Okay, can I counter?
Yes,
I want to cut off his leg.
You swipe at his leg, but seem to do no actual damage to it whatsoever.
You want to try and take out the guards?
Did I hit him?
Yeah, you hit him, but it just did nothing.
So, okay, and then can I roll out of the way?
How many guards are by us?
2 guards right in front of your
like right in front of the exit.
Yeah, right
to get into the arena.
Yeah, they're like standing right in front of you. You guys can see everything that's going on. They're standing like right in front of you.
Is there a way? So right by them, there's a way into the arena, right?
Yeah, it's okay. The only way to get in. There's one way in, one way out. Think of a hockey box.
Okay.
I think there's actually 2 ways to get into a hockey box, but
you can maybe let's try and take out the guards.
I could fly up so I could be stealth and they won't hear me coming. We'll have to plan it so
we both
attack them.
Cuz I can always liquid past them.
What are psionic abilities?
Can we try and sneak past the guards to get into
that's
the
That's a better idea.
You want to try to sneak past?
You liquid and I fly up above them.
All right. Perfect. You guys use slime and kind of morph into a little small puddle and get around the feet of the unknowing guards, making your way into the arena as Webb just uses his two cosmic swords to float right above both of their heads into the air without them seeing whatsoever.
Cool.
The gladiator kind of begins to spin himself at super speed, trying to create a vortex with his own body.
Can I counter that?
No, you can't.
Okay.
Because he doesn't seem to generate enough speed, but only seems to dust to remove dust from his general area.
I forget. Is Steven in trouble right now?
He's
kind of backed up to the wall. He actually just took a swipe, but he's just back against the wall, basically. It is Steven's turn, though, now.
So which direction is he facing? Is he still...
He's kind of just spinning, trying to generate enough things, but he doesn't seem to be getting enough speed for some reason.
All right, so I want to go full speed, like run and slide by his legs and try to like swipe his...
You're gonna Wonder Woman
his Achilles tendon. You try my Wonder Ebony Woman? Blade.
You run past him, and you seem to swipe and missing his Achilles tendon, but hitting like his calf area. And you seem to damage him for three hits.
Three hits?
3 points, excuse me.
3 points, all right.
He kind of reaches down to his calf, seeming as if it hurt a lot more than it actually did. And he kind of just yells out in pain. He kind of looks at you again with kind of the glowing red eyes as he fires up to shoot his laser beams at you. And he hits you right in the chest.
Can I deflect it with my sword? So my sword takes most of the...
I'll let you try it. You miss the deflection as it hits you right in the chest for... Oh, the line's under it. 6 damage.
I touch myself again.
It knocks you back. you touch yourself, but you only seem to spark up nothing right now. You seem a little exhausted after that hit, so you don't heal for anything.
Okay. So,
I think we gotta intervene here.
You should go.
He's
make
in
sure
pain.
Make sure he's okay. Make sure Steven's okay.
Well, you guys broke out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We broke
in.
Oh yeah,
we're in the ring. We're in the arena.
They rolled a perfect 20.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. We're in here now.
I want to put him in a coquina clutch. So that means I'm gonna jump up and put him in a chokehold.
Okay.
So while he's in a chokehold, I want to come
hold
down.
Hold on, one at a time. One at a time. Coquina clutch. I don't even know what the hell that is. You got freaking strange moves going on here. You jump up around his back, wrapping your arm around his neck, but he kind of just floats there, unfazed by your grip.
Okay, I want to fly from because I'm right now
hovering
above.
Yeah, you're above. Yes.
So I want to point my swords down, and I want to go like dive bomb my swords and aim for like his like. Upper back area. Like, I want to sink my swords right there.
You dive straight down into the gladiator's back, kind of slashing right on the back of his neck, causing damage of 2 points. This guy is very strong, by the way.
Well, I have super strength.
So you land right behind him with your kind of swords touching the ground as Corey is wrapped around and Steven is kind of off in the distance, maybe about 4 yards away, kind of down on one knee from the laser blast that he took to his chest.
I want to yell to Steven, heal yourself. We got this.
Gladiator tries to grab a hold of Corey to throw him right at you, Webb. But he seems to just, like, mold and hands just kind of melt into Corey's malleable body and can't kind of get a grip on his form as it wraps tighter and tighter around, I guess, his neck. Steven.
Okay. It's going to be kind of difficult, but, all right. So how far am I
4 feet. All right, 4 yards. 4 yards. 4 yards.
Okay. I want to throw my sword and teleport to it.
And then come down?
And catch it and then try to come down on it.
Okay. All right.
I want to hit him, where I'm aiming to hit him, is like, I want to immobilize him. So I'm like aiming for something that like his leg or his arm or something. I want to take.
Can I help him?
Not at the moment. You can't.
Okay.
By the way, my sword I can teleport to my sword.
You throw your sword high in the air, and then you kind of like start to concentrate to teleport yourself. Nothing happens, and your sword just kind of falls to the floor.
Well, then can I switch my move and like elbow drop?
You're not in the air.
Oh. Yeah, you're still on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your sword just falls right in front of
your sword. I thought I was just in the air.
I'm gonna look at Steven, just kind of like
what?
And just like shrug my hands in the air, like.
And
it didn't work.
All right, Webb.
Okay. Flight speed. I want to get like a running start. I'm gonna try.
Remember, Steven's. You're right behind the gladiator.
So I want to back up.
All right.
So I can get a running start. I'm gonna try Steven's move, but I'm gonna be using my flight a little bit, so I'm just off the ground, so I can get enough speed. And I want to go underneath his legs with both swords out so I can take out both his legs.
You kind of backflip and jump a good distance behind him. And then you kind of fly with arms extended like an airplane. As he backflips right over you, lifting himself into the air as you swoop and dive right under his whole body.
So he neath your attack.
Yeah. He neath by neath.
Corey.
I hate mirror matches.
You are kind of like a scarf around his neck right now, Corey. Doing no damage whatsoever.
Are you like an infinity scarf? Like, what kind of scarf are you?
But actually becoming an accessory to his attire.
Well, I have the photon ability, so I'd like to trigger the photon, and I would like to try and penetrate his head through any hole I can.
All right. You actually look for any orifices to get inside of his body, but he kind of just spins around and kind of flings you off of his body right before you get to enter any orifices that you can see.
Damn.
As he kind of levitates right in the middle of the field, he kind of looks around at all three of you, trying to decide who he should attack next. Then he kind of lights up his eyes one more time, looking right at you, Webb.
I fly out of the way and dodge it.
He shoots a beam right at you.
I fly out of the way and I dodge it.
You have like 10 health left.
No, you healed me.
We never rolled for that.
It was inner party. We don't roll for inner party.
Yeah, you don't roll for anything. But he kind of misses the blast and kind of blows up the area right between you and Steven.
Well, he landed between us?
He swooped under you. Remember, he was flying in your direction.
Am I near Steven's sword?
No, you're not near. You're near Steven. Steven's sword is kind of on the floor near the giant hole that Gladiator burst through.
Is it standing straight up?
No, it's on the floor. It's just kind of limp.
Sword in stone.
Steven, your turn.
Want to focus my energy?
Try it again.
And try to teleport to my sword.
I see him doing that. I just
as I'm running that direction. So I'm still going towards it.
All right, that's good.
You're running towards the sword with your hand sticking straight out, but nothing seems to be happening.
I performed the ceremony. Ceremony is blood cleanse. No, I don't
know. Corey, that's your move.
All right, so he's kind of just levitating?
Yeah, he's kind of just levitating above.
All right, I'm going to go for a flying Superman punch. Except I'm going to ignite my body with the photon sword, make a big Superman punch, but except my hand is going to grow many sizes larger than it actually is, like the size of...
Can I help him and throw him?
No, what?
Imagine like the Sandman, you know, when he punches and his fist gets super big.
I get you.
I'm going for the Sandman Superman punch.
You grow your hand to a ginormous... size with the photon inside of it, electrifying yourself as you fling yourself straight at the gladiator, but moving in a oddly slow manner since of your size, so he kind of just slides, steps, and ducks out of the way. He tries to grab onto you as you fling past him, but your malleable body just kind of wiggles through his hands, missing narrowly.
And as I go past him, can I whisper, like, some real sick shit into his ear that kind of makes him, you know, think about his life.
Your turn, Webb.
Okay.
Was that a no or a
that's
yes?
That's a no.
I'm going to fly. So is he facing me?
He's right now he's facing away from you. So actually, yes.
I'm going to fly straight at him as fast as I can. Swords out front. Just boom, right towards him.
All
right.
You fly straight towards him with swords in hand. And you actually seem to slash right into his back. Dealing only 2 damage, though.
Hmm.
You've caused 6 damage, I believe, in all so far, guys, to this dude.
Only 6 damage?
Yes.
And he has, what, 30?
Oh, no, this guy has 50.
He has 50?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll even give you that. He has 50.
Oh,
he's
gosh.
The freaking gladiator.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you not done your research on this guy?
No, this dude's a beast.
You might want to do
this dude's a
do your
beast.
Research on this dude. I think I've actually nerfed him. Steven, it's up to you. You are continuing running towards your sword, which is near a giant hole. You reach your sword, and okay. You can slide down and grab it now.
Let's
see. He said normally it was supposed to be a one-on-one fight, but it seems like there's 3v1 now in the crowd, everybody. You know what? You know what I gotta say to that? I'll allow it. And the crowd goes crazy one more time.
Okay. Whose turn is it?
Okay. No, I just picked up my sword. That's it. Still my turn.
Yep. It's just your turn? Okay. All right.
How
so
far
So now
distance?
The position looks like he is still floating midair. Corey has just landed on the floor, kind of close to where you guys kind of come out of the little checkbox, as we're going to call it. You are by the giant hole that the gladiator emerged from as Webb is kind of floating back down after his attack with his swords.
All right, so can I heal myself?
No, you can't. You're still a little bit too tired from those eye beam blasts straight to the face.
So can I? It was to the chest.
To the chest.
So can I start making my way to regroup?
Yeah. So you move your way over towards... who's still on the floor? Oh, Corey. Yeah, you make your way over towards Corey by the little holding block that you guys were in, the little holding cell. Corey, it is your turn, though.
All right, I'm going to go for another Kinshasa. Running knee right to the face. Electrify.
Photon electron Kinshasa.
Yep. And I'm yelling as I run, Kinshasa!
You run straight towards him, electrifying your knee, and he, of course, sees it coming and kind of floats out of the way one more time, missing him completely. As he turns around to try to grab you, he seems to just cannot get a grip of you and wiggles right through you. You wiggle right through his hands one more time. Webb.
Okay. I want to try something different. I'm going to try manipulating the electromagnetic field around us.
To do what?
So around him. I want to try and throw... So I'm trying... He's affected by radiation. So I'm going to try and use some of like the electromagnetic field to like disorient him.
To disorient him. All right. You seem to... you put both your swords in the air like you just don't care. but you don't seem to figure out how they actually work. To do that mobility.
And they're shaking him.
So you're kind of just waving him up there. As he Superman dive bombs right at you guys. Smashing right into the ground right in front of you. Knocking you, Corey, and Steven, or Kevin, back away. Both dealing 2 damage apiece to both of you two. Steven, your move.
Shout insults at him. Start insulting him. Make fun of his costume.
Is he still in the air?
No. He's landed now by the giant hole that he created coming out. But you are about 4 yards away from him to the left, and Corey's about 4 yards away from him to the right as you guys were just smashed back from the Superman dive.
All right. I taunt him. I want him to come towards me.
All right. That's fine. I'll let that.
And I focus my will
to the
to believe I focus my will to like try to form a stronger bond with the sword.
Okay.
Because I need its power desperately. And I brace myself for his oncoming attack.
All right, let's see how strong this wheel gets. You try to communicate psychically with the sword, but it seems to have just shut down on you, as if you're not worthy of it. And it just kind of is just a weapon now in your hand as you brace yourself for the gladiator's next attack. Corey.
All right. I happen to know from my research that Kalark draws his power from his confidence, and that if his confidence goes down, it could severely weaken him. So I would like to take the form of him as a weak child, where he can see the reflection of his weakness.
All right.
Remind him.
You mind games.
You transform into a kind of a younger looking alien that looks and resembles his race. It kind of looks like him as well. You kind of get the features down as much as possible, and you look kind of like a frail young child, weakling, as you kind of limp around up towards him, and he kind of floats, or walks slowly towards you, and he's like a little scared of his former self. You look like one of those feed the children people, but out of his race, as he kind of kneels down right in front of you, reaching his hands out towards you.
I reach my hands back out to him.
Web.
Okay.
I weakened him, guys.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Here's what I'm trying to figure out. Do I want to keep trying to weaken him, or do I want to try and take
the
hit?
No, go for the fucking kill. The
kill. All right. So while Corey has them distracted, I'm pretty far away from him, right?
Yeah.
Can they
yeah.
coordinate attack now that I have him incapacitated?
Yeah. I mean, his back is kind of turned to them, so I'll allow it.
Okay. Am I near Steven's sword?
No, Steven has his sword.
Oh, you have your sword now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are kind of in a triangular pattern around him, with Corey being right in front of him, and you two on the opposite ends of him, kind of far out.
You come at him with both swords, swiping high or low, and I'll come at him swinging high. Like, so he has to, like, try to defend.
Hit him high, hit him low.
So I want to... You go for his legs, I'll go for his, like, abdomen or his chest.
Okay. Area. So I should only go, like, normal speed.
Just to I match my speed? Yeah, because, okay. I mean...
All right.
We have all to right. be coordinated.
All right.
You guys...
Double sword move. Attack.
Holy crap. Okay, so you guys both fly as...
I can't fly.
You run as fast as possible as... Web over here matches your speed. Jeff matches your speed. Both swords drawn, and you have the ebony blade kind of out drawn as you guys war cry straight at him.
Can I jump and attack?
And you leap forward, attacking him, damaging him for 10 a piece. So 20 in all.
Yes!
So he's at 26?
Yeah.
Jeez.
No.
Yeah, 2, 24. 4, 6.
24. Cause
I thought you hit him with 3 twos.
We had 6 damage to him before. Oh, and I had another 2 damage.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's
from the swipe
8.
Down.
And I did damage when I hit his leg.
You did do 3 damage there, so he's actually at 30, like 31. Yeah, 31 damage.
Can I, in his weakened form, now turn my hands into mallets and concerto him again?
Actually, hold on one more time, because he's in his weakened form. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, so, shit. He's about to go ballistic.
We'll up the damage from that one. So if you guys rolled the 10, right? Is that what I said?
10 each.
Yeah,
we'll move that up to 15 each. So actually, he's almost... So he's like kind of stumbling back, and he's kind of bloodied, and he's, you know, looking like he's, you know, about to lose it.
I think it's like 10 HP left at this point.
He goes kind of insane, and he, like, his eyes start to glow as he starts to just fire random laser blasts all around... from, you know, kind of disoriented in that weakened state.
Hold on, I have an ability. My neural sword also creates a refraction field to defend against energy-based attacks.
Okay, so you want to just defend from one of the random laser shots?
Almost yeah, like I'm like defending saber? From everybody. Yeah, yeah. So I have
his Reinhardt shield.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
so
puts out a Reinhardt shield.
You encase all three of you in a kind of electric globe defending you from each of the laser blasts as he just begins to lose it and just starts shooting lasers everywhere with his eyes.
I actually want to try something. Can I try something right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I fly out from the shield.
Okay.
Dodging it, and I want to get into where I have Gladiator, me, and then Trico.
Okay.
Okay, and I want to yell at the Gladiator, get his attention. So he shoots a laser beam at me, and I dodge it, so it hits Trico. So we take out Trico.
All right. You kind of angle yourself right in between the enraged Gladiator as he shoots a laser blast directly at you. As you dodge it, it goes right towards Trico as Trico just kind of bats it away like it's nothing to him.
I fly back to the shield. Nope, that did not work.
Side note, none of you guys Googled Trico, did you?
I Googled him a little bit.
I did for like a split second, but yeah. Then I wanted to focus on my fight.
Okay.
Which is like... That's ridiculous.
He kind of stops firing laser blasts everywhere as he kind of stumbles back to his former self. And he looks at you three, preparing to finish his task in one final blow. And he flies directly at you three inside of the shield that you have now encased yourselves in. But he smashes right up against it and falls to his knees in his weakened state.
Ooh, this is where I strike. It's time for the Pele kick that I used to take out the Wrecking Crew.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a few steps back.
All right.
My foot is going to get large. I'm going to take a few perfectly timed steps to him like a free kick. Wind up. My foot goes ting with a, like, because it gets caught in the glare of the sun. Uh-huh. And I'm going to aim straight for the side of his head.
All right. You do all that you just said.
And fall on the ass.
And you smash him right on the side of his head for a 9 damage, knocking him unconscious, dragging his body clear across the arena floor, and smashing right into the side of the wall as the crowd sees and reacts to your newfound victory over the Gladiator. The crowd goes crazy as Trico goes, "Oh, yeah, everybody, and we have our winners! The new Earthlings."
I wanna like wave and then clean the blood off my sword and then sheath it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Off in the distance, you kind of see the young man and the older guy that you first encountered when you got to this ship, kind of just waving at you from a distance with a small little device in your hands, in his hands. He's pressing buttons off in the distance as he kind of zaps all three of you right back to the surface of the planet, safe and sound in your beds with the three weapons lying right next to you.
I got magic swords.
Can I yell? Can they hear me from my room if I yell?
They probably can't, but you can go ahead.
Did you guys? Did that just happen?
Oh, you're talking about the other people. Yeah, they can hear you. They definitely can hear you.
Guys?
Our rooms are all next to each other.
Yeah. And
do you guys have a weapon too?
You guys just hear me go, "I have magic swords. Terrible. I have magic swords."
And that's the end of that adventure, everybody.
You didn't even get to bang no alien chicks.
No, you didn't.
I feel like we rocked.
I honestly tried to take out Trico because I honestly thought I was going to be like, okay, well, that was my turn.
Yeah, and he's going to jump down. And...
Yeah.
No, if you looked up Trico, he literally, Trico washed everybody you guys fought, like, with no problem.
Oh, yeah. I was not sure.
When he
can't die because death banished him.
Yeah.
So and that was real.
When I saw that he washed the Gladiator, I was like, oh, well, yeah, this dude is, he's a monster.
Yeah.
I'm glad you used the, his weakness, though, you know? He loses strength dramatically whenever, he doesn't have the confidence anymore.
Yeah.
So, kudos on that, feed the children.
Damn, you know,
I should have said I had little flies falling around in my eye.
In the arms of an angel. Did I start singing that as I walked towards him? Yeah. He's like, oh my god, that's what I used to be.
You know, right. We should have played it. We should have got the crowd to cheer for us.
instead of that. That way, you know, you just like his confidence just kind of.
I was gonna start flying around him and just insulting him.
That also could have been there. All right.
See, you're stupid. You're stupid.
Yeah. Close us out, sir.
All right, guys. So that's the episode. Thank you guys so much for watching on Twitch. If you're not watching on Twitch, you definitely want to come out and see, especially with these shows. These shows, we get animated. So it's twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Make sure to follow us on all the social medias, Twitter, @videogamebang, Instagram, @videogamebang, Facebook, videogamebangbang. We're going to be doing a con here in December
10th.
December 10th at the Scottish Rite Center here in Sacramento, Sac Gamers Expo. So you're going to want to come out and check that out. It's going to be us. Ivy's going to be there. Andre 3000, a.k.a. Black Nerd Comedy.
I wouldn't say that because Andre 3000 is an actual, you know, full-blown celebrity.
Yeah, but he doesn't, he doesn't listen to the show anymore. Andre 2000. Andre 3 is going to be there, Black Nerd Comedy. It's going to be a lot of fun, so come out and check that out. Tickets are like $10.
Yeah,
so,
it's not bad
super cheap.
Tickets are only half price.
It's a Sunday.
You pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
I can't, I can't talk after that, because that Trico voice killed me.
That Macho Man
voice? Yeah, Macho Man.
First of all, that was Bonesaw.
Bonesaw, yeah. Somebody Bonesaw. In chat.
He was ready.
Actually called that out.
All right, last bit. All
right, guys, for the real David Webb, Sterling Carter, Steven Gutierrez, and Corey Vincent, this is Video Game Bang. See you guys next week.
But who are you?
Peace.